All righty. I know that some of you have already fired up the grill, but what if, oh man, we're going to be grilling a lot. Yeah, I know everybody loves a good steak and going to the rib place and all of that. Well, you can thank folks from the Animal Agriculture Alliance who work tirelessly so that there is meat on the table. Hannah Thompson-Weeman is the communications director for the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Hello, Hannah.
Hello, and now you've made me hungry with that intro.
Yes, we're going to be munching, going to Rib Fest and just having a good, grilling up everything here before too long. So, hey, we always talk animal rights activists, radical activist organizations. Who's on the front burner? Who do we keep an eye out for these days?
The Alliance actually tracks over 100 different activist groups. Those are animal rights groups, environmental groups, groups attacking antibiotic use, just groups that are negative towards animal agriculture in general. But there are a few that we have some updates on, so folks should definitely be keeping them on their radar. One is Mercy for Animals. This is not a new group, but they just have launched a new brand. So they've got a new logo, a new look. But trust me, their focus on ending animal agriculture remains the same. They have a new strategic plan for the next 3 years, and they have two focus areas of concern to all of us. One is that they're very focused on legislation, and that's something this group hasn't really done before, but they're saying that now they're really going to focus on lobbying, so trying to get laws in place to restrict our ability to raise animals for food. And then secondly, they're really going to focus on pressuring restaurants and retailers to sell less animal products and really push plant-based alternatives. So that's a group we should all be keeping on our radar. Another group, the Humane League, also has a new look, a new mission. They might be trying to distance themselves from their very extreme past, but again, make no mistake, they still want to promote veganism and they want people to stop supporting our industry.
So we've got the Impossible Burger and all of these folks who, the cattlemen are real concerned about cell-cultured protein and all this. But then Burger King is now announcing a vegetable-type burger. Should we be concerned about all that, or is this just an alternative way of going to Burger King?
Well, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So obviously, if there are companies that think they need to imitate the taste of real beef to try to appeal to customers, we should take that as a compliment. But that's a really tall order to try to imitate the taste, the texture, the nutritional value you get from a real beef burger. So I believe we don't need to be afraid of these products. Again, there are people out there who just don't want to eat meat, maybe even at just one meal, or just want to try something different, and that's totally fine. It's another option to be available for consumers. We should keep an eye on how these products are marketed, though, and that's always the Alliance's concern. We welcome there being additional options out there, but we want to make sure that if they're being promoted in a way that's inaccurate or negative towards animal agriculture, that we're there to call them out and respond to that. So that's what I encourage people. It's not to focus on competitors, but really think about your own product, your own values, and make sure you're focusing on those and being positive.
Sure, like the dairy industry concerned about all of the other liquids out there that call themselves milk, even the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that call the cell-cultured protein fake meat. We can't even really call it meat, can we? It's just a collection of vegetable stuff.
Well, that's a big debate that's going on right now because, as you said, the dairy industry is really dealing with the repercussions of not trying to push for enforcement of regulations of what things are called. And now I think the meat industry is taking that very seriously because they don't want to end up being in the same situation. And the EU actually was taking up similar legislation, and I think they were saying that veggie burgers had to be called vegetable discs or something like that, that again accurately reflected what they are so they weren't confusing consumers. So that's what we need to be focusing on, is making sure that products are labeled accurately, that they're marketed accurately, and that they aren't disparaging products from animal agriculture to promote their own.
How do we make sure that the general consuming public, which is, you know, the mom is going, the one that's going to the grocery store and buying the groceries generally. How do we make sure that mom understands that folks who raise livestock are really good to their animals?
Well, there are a lot of different levels of communication, and I think everyone who's a part of animal agriculture everything from the farmer to the inputs the farmer purchases, all the way through the chain to the restaurant or the retailer, has a role to play in communicating accurate science-based information to key audiences. For example, us at the Alliance, we're trying to reach out to those restaurant and retail brands and make sure that they have accurate information as they're making decisions. And farmers and ranchers can do that within their own communities and make sure that you're someone that people know and can trust and can ask questions and get accurate information, whether you're sharing it on social media or just being visible and active in your community. I think there's a role for everyone to play in making sure that we are a resource and that if people want more information about our industry, they can get it from us and not from some of the negative voices out there who have an agenda they're trying to promote.
Well, Hannah, you have a list of a lot of great resources for the farmers and ranchers and people who are raising animals for food on your website, Animal Agriculture Alliance. And I guess, would you encourage producers maybe to get signed up and go to the stakeholder summit you're having here in is it a month or so?
Yeah, exactly a month. April 8th and 9th will be in, or I'm sorry, May 8th and 9th will be in Kansas City for our 2019 stakeholder summit. And the theme for this year is a seat at the table. And we absolutely want producers, farmers, and ranchers to be there taking a seat at the table. We want everyone, again, from the farmer to the consumer, the marketers, the restaurants, all those groups of people to come together, sit at the table, and have one cohesive conversation. Because as we've talked about throughout this discussion, there can be some misinformation out there. There can be some links in the chain that just aren't connecting. And the role that we want to play at our summit is to bring everyone together to sit down, talk about these issues, and make sure the voice of the farmer and rancher and animal agriculture as a whole is being heard. You can find more about the summit at summit.animalagalliance.org. We have early registration rates through the 12th, so through this week, and our hotel rooms are booking very quickly. So if you are interested in joining us in Kansas City, I encourage you to make your arrangements within the next few days. And if you're not able to join us for summits, our website is animalagalliance.org, and we have a ton of resources on there about the key issues, emerging issues, all these activist groups, and ways that you can help engage with your community.
We have a couple of sayings here on this show. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And the other one is, if you don't tell your story, somebody else will. And that's so true in animal agriculture these days. Farmers got to tell their story to the consuming public, and it's a great way of learning how to do that. All right, Hannah Thompson-Wayman, Animal Agriculture Alliance. Again, your website's got a lot of great resources and a lot of great information to either keep the activism at bay or get out there and tell the correct story. Thanks for the work you do, Hannah.
Thank you very much for everything you did to help get the word out.
All righty. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
You bet.